So tonight we're going to begin the first of a two-part study on the theme of waiting on the Lord. And it's a subject that comes up a lot in Psalms. And if you missed Pastor Bob's teaching on the Psalms, I encourage you to listen to what he said about it on the church's website, because all of the teachings from the Psalms are available there. Since he's already covered the Psalms, I thought we'd take a look at that subject as it comes up in Isaiah. So if you only have a New Testament with you, you might want to pick up a Bible from the back table so that you can follow along. And to get us oriented to Isaiah, let's look at the very first verse in the book, Isaiah 1:1. The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah son of Amoz saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Now, whenever we study the Bible, it's always a good thing to ask ourselves some basic questions that can be What's a vision? Well, a vision is obviously something that is seen. It's something that God gives to a person so that that person can reveal what God wants them to know. And we see that later on in Isaiah in chapter 6 that Isaiah has a vision of the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were two seraphs, each covered with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." That's in chapter 6 of Isaiah. So Isaiah contains things that Isaiah saw, but it also contains things that God gave him an insight to. So these weren't literally things that Isaiah saw, but rather that understandings that God gave to Isaiah so that he could grasp what God was saying and convey that understanding to the people of Israel. Continuing on with the what question, the verse says that the vision was about Judah and Jerusalem. Now, for a little bit of history, Abraham's grandson Isaac had 12 sons. And these 12 sons became the heads of what became the 12 tribes or extended families of the people of Israel. The oldest of these was Judah. And when the Israelites occupied the land that God had promised to give them, they divided the land among the 12 tribes. And Judah's part tribe occupied the southern part of the promised land. And after the death of King Solomon, David's son, Solomon, the northern tribes split from the tribes of Judah and of Benjamin. And so what Isaiah is doing is addressing the southern so-called kingdom, because the northern kingdom, by close to this time anyway, had already gone into exile. So that's part of the what question. That leads us to the who question. The first person mentioned here is Isaiah. This is described as effective way of Isaiah. We don't Isaiah today generally, as opposed to Isaiah, son of someone. We know the fact that talking with, and Isaiah might know the person, tells us that he generally, that's not how we identify people. Section of the Bible. Remember that in the there were answers the we have last nation names. Isaiah prophesied known during the reigns of son of somebody, different kings of a son. And if you, or the daughter about them, you'll find. As in 2 Kings, many people through 20, and 2 Chronicles 26 through 32, and Isaiah is mentioned there as well. Together they reign, not together, but over their lifespan of these four kings, we are talking about the period 2 BC, 792 to 7 BC, use the term our CE is our guide, God is light, tour guide. Okay. Isaiah seems to prophesy around the gun to prophesy his life, end of Isaiah's around the end of Hezekiah's on the end of lasted ministry last than 50 years, more than just a long time. And since Judah, that out based in Judah, where question answers the where as to. The first question, Isaiah, chapter of Isaiah, and it recites in detail Israel's sins against God that led God to call on Isaiah to confront the people. They had rebelled and turned their back on God. Their leaders had committed injustices against the weakest members of the society, the fatherless and the widow. And the leaders had accepted bribes. And so leaders had and so furthermore the people involved in furthermore the people were and involved in offerings to pagan and offerings to pagan people's sins. So to punish the people brought in sins, superpowers brought in some of the areas and the Assyrians, some of they destroyed to exile some of the people of all of this that spent it's again that it will spend it's against I want us to look at the of Isaiah that is in chapter 40 of and that Isaiah so Isaiah 4 so Isaiah 4, verse 1 comfort, comfort my God. Come speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made ground level. The road will become level, plain, places a plain. The glory of the Lord will be, and the glory of and all revealed, there will see it. Kind together, mouth of the Lord, for the mouth of the Lord has for me to read those. It's really hard for me to handle Messiah without hearing. Thank you. shadow of your wings. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. They were fine dust. Who has met Lebanon is in the hollow of his hand, nor its width of his hand marked for burnt offerings. Before him most of the earth and are as nothing. They are mountains on the skin as worthless, and on the hills nothing. Who has whom then will you kind of the Lord? What instructed him as his care him to? Whom does for an idol? Not know, heard. Not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run.